Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Mayor de Blasio was on the horn today urging Governor Hochul to make it a mandate for all MTA employees to get a COVID shot. Right now, state workers, which the MTA falls under, can either get a shot or get the optional weekly testing. De Blasio says for MTA workers, there shouldn't be an optional testing because they come in contact with so many people on the daily.
Governor Hochul, here is an opportunity to do something that will really help New York City. Put a mandate in place for MTA employees.
It comes as officials say one-third of the MTA's workforce remains unvaccinated despite signs that infections are ticking back up statewide. Up to the Bronx we go, where police are still talking to the nutcase who apparently ended up shooting a 13-year-old kid this morning after he was allegedly seen waving a gun around and then firing a shot across the street which injured the boy. That boy was walking to school at the time about 7:30 near 233rd and Barnes when he took a slug to the neck. He's expected to survive. 1010 Wynn spoke with neighbors who say this is crazy. A kid can't even walk to school anymore. One guy says the shooter should be put under the jail.
If you want to do something, you got to pay consequences. I mean, you can't be doing that around here.
Oh my gosh. I'm just praying for the family.
Yeah, and Thanksgiving week on top of that, shooting that baby. One neighbor says a lady looked out front and saw the child lying in front of her house. He had apparently taken off running for help and collapsed there. He remains in stable condition at Jacoby. So far, no names on the victim nor the suspect. Police are interviewing witnesses. To the Gowanus now. Oh, no, not the Gowanus. No, this isn't what you think it is. City Council voting today on the rezoning plan in Gowanus, Brooklyn. Mayor de Blasio teamed up on the plan with council members Brad Lander and Stephen Levin.
Huge infrastructure investments, huge investments in the community, in parks and community amenities, $250 million for the community, another $200 million for the needs of public housing in the community.
The deal also creates a task force to oversee the city's promises for the neighborhood and expands on a plan officials say will prevent increased pollution in the Gowanus Canal. Pollution in the Gowanus? What? Yeah. Well, you might have caught it on Monday Night Raw last night. A man under arrest for launching a very real blindside attack against one of the WWE wrestlers during last night's show over at Barclays.
It happened during a live broadcast of WWE Raw in Brooklyn. A man jumped a barricade and tackled wrestler Seth Rollins as he was walking backstage. Fans were shocked, and the two actually fought for a bit before security stepped in. Cameras also cut away when the crew figured out it wasn't part of the script. Rollins wasn't hurt. WWE later released a statement saying it takes the safety of its performers very seriously and hopes the attacker will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
That's Monica Ricks there. This is the second attack on a wrestler over at Barclays in recent years during the WWE Hall of Fame inductions back in 2019. Some guy rushed the stage and tackled pro wrestling legend Bret Hitman Hart. Oh, boy. Last night's game. Did you see it? That clunker against the Giants between Tampa Bay? Oh, yeah. Well, it was the last straw for Giants management just hours after Big Blue's 30-10 loss in Tampa. The team has fired offensive coordinator Jason Garrett. You know, Jason was down in Dallas for a while there, the head coach. Since Garrett was hired, though, before the start of last season, the Giants have gone a combined 9-17. And they've only scored more than 30 points one time. There's been no word on who might pick up Garrett's duties for Sunday's game against Philly, although former Cleveland Browns coach Freddie Kitchens is already on staff. Seems like a decent bet to take over, but we'll see what happens with that.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.